When I was a teacher back in the 1970s, one of my fourth graders became obsessed with the cock of the rock after writing a report about it for science class. Before our class visited the University of Wisconsin Zoology Museum on a field trip, I asked the curator if he'd put out some specimens to show the class, especially that little boy, and he obliged, even letting the child touch one. He was thrilled. I noticed a magazine with a cover story about cocks of the rock in a bookstore, so I bought a copy for him. You'd have thought I'd given him the Hope Diamond. Cocks of the rock are unmistakable not only for their bright orange or scarlet colors, but their unique crest, formed by two rows of fluffy forward-facing feathers meeting along the midline to form that semicircular casque, which almost entirely covers the bill, giving cocks of the rock a bizarrely unbird-like aspect. Back when my student took such a liking to them, my life list had barely reached 300. Both my ornithology classes pretty thoroughly covered the orders and families of birds found in the United States and Canada, so many I'd never even heard of, so thoughts of traveling beyond that were far beyond my powers of imagination. It never occurred to me that I'd ever see such fantabulous exotic species as cocks of the rock with my own eyes. Back then, I had no clue about the cock of the rock's family, Cotingidae, a showy group of birds found only in the American tropics. They belong to the same order as songbirds, Passeriformes, but are in a group of families called subocines, their syrinx muscles different from those of true ocines or songbirds. Their calls are not what one would describe as musical. Many are bizarre and loud. Indeed, the white bellbird of South America has what is considered the loudest bird call in the known universe. Some members of the Cotinga family are extremely colorful, while some are all or almost black. I first saw an Andean cock of the rock in Peru in 2016, which made me excessively happy because it's Peru's national bird. Last year, I got splendid looks in Ecuador and saw for the first time in two different places in Guyana the Guyanan cock of the rock. Many more birders I know have seen the Andean cock of the rock than the Guyanan one because the infrastructure and tourism and birding industries in Peru and Ecuador are so much more modernized than in Guyana and Suriname. But early European explorers focused on natural history arrived in northeastern South America via the Atlantic before they made it deeper into the continent or reached it via the Pacific. So the Guyanan cock of the rock was described for science 3 decades before the Andean cock of the rock. In 1760, French zoologist Mathurin Jacques Brisson described the Guyanan cock of the rock, naming it Rupicola, combining the Latin rupus for rock and cola for dweller due to the species' habit of nesting on rocky outcrops and cave walls. That's also where our English name, cock of the rock, comes from. Linnaeus gave Brisson's bird the binomial name Rupicola rupicola in 1766. It wasn't until 1790 that the Andean cock of the rock was described by English ornithologist John Latham from a specimen collected in Peru. He assigned it the name Rupicola peruvianus. In Peru, when I got a glimpse of an Andean cock of the rock before the rest of our group saw it, I described it as the color of orange sherbet. One of the more competitive birders in the group mansplained that Andean cocks of the rock are bright red, so I must have seen something else. Fortunately, others in the group quickly saw it, and our tour leader explained that the 4 subspecies vary from scarlet to orange. The funny thing is, our eyes do perceive colors differently. I see the males from my Peru photos as orange, but Russ, who loves orange sherbet every bit as much as I do, sees them as red. The Guyanan cock of the rock is a more consistent and unmistakable orange. Cocks of the Rock are lekking birds, that is, males gather in huge, noisy groups in early morning and late afternoon to display and mate with any females who enter the scene, approach them, and tap them from behind. Cock of the Rocks don't form pair bonds, and the males take no part in nesting or raising young. Some males are chosen more than others, and some may have given up on attracting a female or never were interested in them in the first place. About 40% of Guyanan Cock of the Rock males frequently or at least occasionally mate with other males, some exclusively without ever showing an interest in females. Neither of my two encounters with Guyanan Cocks of the Rock last year were at dawn or dusk, so the birds weren't doing much vocalizing or displaying. But the morning we visited one Andean Cock of the Rock lek last month, the males were bowing, jumping, flapping their wings, snapping their bills, and calling persistently, growing amazingly loud when a female showed up. The sound you're hearing in the background is from a video I filmed that morning. Oddly enough, my very best Cock of the Rock photos are not of birds at either of the leks. We came upon one male loafing at midday who gave us very close, well-lit views from many angles. I took hundreds of photos of him. I can't see my pictures without feeling a deep joy and satisfaction that I've seen this wonderful bird that my dear little student was so taken with. I've entirely lost touch with him, but I sure hope he's had the same pleasure. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.